Q105. It's the morning after 8:30. Podcast after the show, Q1055.com. Eric Demetrius and Philip Taylor. Let's start this rumor right now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do that first.
Congratulations to a longtime friend of the show.
Yeah!
Lexi Staples.
Yeah!
And her wife.
Nicole.
Nicole.
You never say her. You say Tori every time. It's not Tori. It's Nicole.
I know it is. Three wife life. But the thing is, let's start this rumor right now. Let's make sure this gets around.
Oh, God.
It's my biological baby. If you didn't know, Lexi and her wife, Nicole, are a lesbian couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's three wife life with Tori. It's a three lesbian wife life. And they had to impregnate. Is Nicole carrying it?
Lexi is.
Lexi.
Okay. Yeah.
Wanna know how it got in there?
Oh, my God.
Well, evidently... Evidently, you do, because you didn't know which one.
Hey.
What? You're like, I'm going to give you each a sample, whatever sticks.
Yep.
Whatever one sticks.
Yeah.
You may end up with twins. First of all, I don't know about you and like inseminating anybody. I'm not sure that that's anything anybody really wants in their life.
Nobody's buying me knocking anybody up anyway.
I know. They'd have to tackle you by the time you got to the bathroom.
Great. I was so excited. She announced it yesterday, and I think the night before, she texted me, and I had just got home from work, and it was a long day, and I was tired. I planned on going out for a bit anyway. She texts me. She goes, hey, what are you doing? I said, nothing. Just got home from work. She goes, can you keep a secret for a day? And I was like,
no.
For a day? Sure. Why not? I got this. Absolutely.
World's worst spy.
And she sends me this picture, and I'm sitting there. I'm squinting. I'm like, what's happening? Why are they so excited? I'm like super confused. Because here's the thing. It either had to do with pride, or they were moving, or somebody got arrested, or they were pregnant, or they were getting a divorce. Like, these are the things that went through my mind. I was like, well, they can't get a divorce because, I mean, that's just not a
thing. They love each other.
I know. And I was like, well, if anything was going on with pride, she just would have came on and said it. So I'm like, maybe they're pregnant. But at the same time, like, that's something she just would have come on and say too. Sends me this picture, and I'm looking at it, and I'm staring at it, and I'm like, wait, what does that say? Brewmeister? And I, like, freaked out and started screaming, scared the hell out of my roommate. And I was like, this is awesome. She goes, what happened? I was like, I can't tell you. And I showed her the picture, which I wasn't supposed to do, so obviously I failed.
Not even a day.
10 minutes.
Look,
it was like 10 minutes.
Look, officer, I don't crack. I was told, and I promised I'd hold on to it for a day, but all I'm saying is I might have thumbprinted and unlocked my phone.
But I kept it away. I kept my mouth shut that night. When I went out, I was just super excited, and I didn't say anything to anybody. And I am still extremely excited. Literally, if anybody in this city, I feel, is going to be raising an amazing kid, Lexi Staples is going to raise an amazing child.
Can we start that reality, that local Toledo reality show right now? Three wife, what was it, my two dads? Let's go three wife life and a baby. And a little bit of Eric.
Oh, God.
Other things that are inappropriate. I don't ever check my mail because it's all like...
The email?
Is it Aldi or Aldi?
Aldi.
Aldi?
Why is Aldi emailing you?
No, my mail.
Oh, like, okay.
U.S. Post Office.
Okay.
My dad will send me things, and sometimes it's like checks or whatever, and he's like, you have it? I'm like, it's in the mailbox. He's like, well, get it out of there. I'm like, it's safer in the mailbox than it is on my countertop. So it's all these circulars and other junk mail, like bills that have already been paid, like Buckeye and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've checked my mail since I was home in Philadelphia the first week of December when I got back.
Oh, that's nice.
Checked my mail. Guess who's got jury duty on Tuesday
oh,
and Wednesday?
Christ.
And the first thing I thought of, I almost sent a picture to Demetrius, but I wanted the raw commentary. I remember the first thing I thought was, D got jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you didn't, did you... Because it was when we were working, I was
wondering.
He did
it. You had to go, right?
I was the foreman.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had me like on tap for Tuesday and Wednesday. I got a call Monday. And part of me is like, this could be awesome. Like, I absolutely want to adjudicate something.
Oh, my God.
But then the other part of me is like, what if I'm in there for months? So I want it. But so what do you suggest I tell them? Because there's a good chance.
If you want to do it, you should say nothing. You should say absolutely nothing. They have to know that you're mentally stable.
Yeah, they're going to ask you some questions and go, I can't wait to give them the death penalty. What do you mean I'm excused? What? I really want to do
now,
this.
Walk me through this because they asked you what you did and they still made you the foreman.
Yeah.
Thinking what we do.
Well, they didn't make me the foreman. The jury did.
I got out of it because of what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I did.
I thought so. I was really feeling that. Yeah. I was like, you know what? There's no way. And then they pulled up this, I don't know what it's called. I can't think of the legal terminology of it right now. But the defense pulled out some kind of rule that said, you can't bounce black people off the jury.
Oh, so that's why they kept it.
Yeah. They asked me, they were like, what's a, and the judge was like, it's the most awkward question you can ask as like a judge. What color are you?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, why does that matter, Your Honor?
So you got out of it, Philip.
I did.
You didn't.
Yeah.
I'm white, so they're going to boot me, right? Like, I got no shot. Like, I might as well be in there and be like, we have someone trying to sabotage a traffic cam. The chair. Like, I'm going in there, and I've got license plate numbers of people who have parked illegally downtown for the last 5 years. I'm just going to hand it over to the judge.
Yeah, Your Honor, I figured while we're here, we can knock out these people as well. You guys don't mind, right? You 11 don't have anything else to do. We could just run through these quick traffic cases real quick.
So I have a question. Like, do you want to do it?
Yeah!
You and Sarah, and I don't so understand that because Sarah is super excited about it too. She was so excited to do it. I just don't get that.
Judging. It's it's what they do best.
Like, you get paid like $4 an hour. That's like
more than I'm making every other day.
Hi, my name's Eric Chase, professional juror.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
When you need somebody to judge. I've been trained.
I put that on Facebook. Remember how when we were talking about like what kids do? Like when we were kids, I played football. D, what did you do when you had five people playing football on the streets? One person was a steady quarterback.
Yeah.
I would like to be a professionally paid steady juror, which I think they call a judge.
So like they're listening right now, and this is why you're not going.
Yeah,
to
you won't get it now.
This is it right here.
The defense will be like, Your Honor, will you listen? He's looking at this as a career.
Because you don't know before you get picked, like what's happening and what's going on.
Yeah,
so
no.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
Two people just did get murdered the other day, and they've caught the person, but I've only been called for jury duty once, one other time, and I didn't go because I wasn't living at that address. Mm-hmm. But I think, and I've often not registered to vote because I've moved so much, but since I've been a registered voter, that's how they select you, right?
Well, you should start practicing.
I'm ready.
Just walk up to random people and judge them.
I do that now.
Guilty! All right, guy. Have a good day. Hope you don't spit my fries.
Could you just imagine Eric walking through downtown, just like looking at people and just pointing, yelling guilty?
Do you know, like...
innocent by reason of insanity.
When I'm out walking the dogs and stuff downtown in the nice weather when there's mm-hmm. people out, I see all sorts of bad stuff. People, mm-hmm. like, stop is never more suggested than in downtown.
I know. Those signs say, whoa. Most irritating thing in the world.
So, it's probably not a good idea if I walk in there like this on Facebook
probably
Live.
Probably not.
We are about to be seated.
Probably not.
This dude is about to go to jail.
Yeah.
Click selfie.
Hashtag gotta get him.
One more off the streets.
I think I got an email back because you can take the tab with the slip that they email you or do it online, and I you've got to put on some information. Uh-huh. And I think I got a bounce back email that said, sir, you've pre-registered too early.
Oh, my God.
That's a sign.
And I think being overexcited is a sign that they're like, I don't know about this.
He called as soon as he got it. He said he was ready.
Is it like it's like the military? Like, if you get, like, not if you're not allowed or you get, like, kicked out or whatever the case may be, like, do you get put back into the lottery for it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nifty.
They don't go, oh, well, he's not good for this case,
right,
so he never gets a judge again. No. No, right. They just throw you back in the pool.
Let's wrap this up here. Odds from like 1 to 100. D, odds of me being selected.
Zero.
Wow. I think you got like a 30% chance.
No.
Absolutely not.
Just don't go in there or your normal. First of all, don't wear a Transformer t-shirt. Don't do that.
Please, I might be dressed up for some of the people that have been selected. Where do I have to go?
I'm done.
What's the word for some news stories? Like, who's going to be the next president? Some 20-year-old
Oprah
that won the lottery. What's the word? You can play with us, and it's on the Q105 Facebook page. Hit those now. We'll talk about it next.
The 5 o'clock.